It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Laura Rice. Less than 1% of U.S. high school seniors are named National Merit Scholars. Less than 1/10 of 1% of students who take the ACT score a perfect 36. And just 4 high school seniors from Texas were recognized as Presidential Scholars on Sunday. Kayer Mehta, a recent Westlake grad, has all of these honors and more. He sat down with me before leaving for Washington, D.C. to receive his award. Thanks for being here, Kayer, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what do you say about your success? Was it all hard work or natural talent or some combination of the two?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a combination. I think the biggest factor for it was my family. From a young age, I was always encouraged to do better. And I think my parents really helped instill a sense of interior motivation for me. It's never about, you know, getting some kind of prize at the end of it or doing, you know, getting a certain allowance or whatever. It was always about doing better for the sake of doing better.
Now, were you always just an academic all-star, or did you ever have areas of struggle?
Yeah, I definitely had areas of struggle. I think maybe genetically or whatever it was, I was always pretty good at math and science. But, you know, social studies and writing and reading always came a little bit tougher for me. I think that the turning point for me was a summer experience that I had. I think the summer after my 7th grade year, I went to a camp at Duke through a program called Duke TIP and took a class called Writing with Power. My mom actually signed me up for the course. I really didn't want to do it. I really wanted to take the neuroscience course instead. But she made me do it, and I struggled with her. I you know, fought her about it and everything, but she eventually won out, and I went through the course. You know, my head kind of held low. I didn't really want to be there, but I turned it around, and I put all my effort into it, and, you know, 3 weeks of that course, just working with my writing and making it better and better. I mean, realizing that I was capable of producing great writing, much like, you know, I'd seen around me. I was able to become passionate about it, even though I wasn't inherently passionate about it.
This honor isn't just about your academic success. It's also about the community service and work that you've done. Do you want to talk a little about that?
Yeah, and so I think my favorite community service activity that I've done is an organization that I started my 8th grade year with two other students. When we got to high school, we saw that the special needs students were in a separate kind of class of their own. They did their own, you know, their own curriculum. They had their own PE class. And so what we started this organization called Friends Helping Friends that kind of worked to bridge that gap. And so what the idea of it was and what it kind of turned into was students going in at lunch to meet with these students, you know, play whatever game they wanted to do and just kind of connect with them as friends, because they had the potential to be really good friends with us, but they just were, since they were a little bit separate, we just didn't have that opportunity to engage with them. And it's been an awesome experience. It's kind of grown over the course of the last 4 years. It's hopefully as rewarding as it is for them, it is for us.
Now, future career is kind of a ways away, but what's next for you?
In the fall, I'm going to be attending Stanford University. I'm hoping to major in either biochemistry or biomedical engineering with a combination of economics. I know I want to do science business down the road, and I think that kind of provides me with the best base, the best foundation going down that path.
You told me before the interview that you considered UT Austin, but chose Stanford because you wanted some different life experiences. But you do see yourself coming back to Austin?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it kind of sounds weird, but I think the main reason why I ended up choosing to go out of state was because I want to end up back in Austin. It's been an incredible city for me the past, you know, I've been in here the past 16 out of the last 18 years, and I've loved every second of it. I know I want to end up back here, raise my kids here, and settle down here and stuff. And so I wanted to, you know, branch out and experience some other parts of the country before I ended up back here.
So what's your advice to other students?
I got this advice a couple of years ago from my counselor at school. Never get involved in something just to put it on a piece of paper or just to send it to a college or to impress someone or get the awards. Always get involved in something because, one, you're passionate about it, or two, you're there for the experience. I think that no matter what you do, as long as you're there to enjoy the experience, you'll have a good time doing it, and then the results will come.
Westlake High School graduate Kayer Mehta was honored as one of 4 Presidential Scholars from the state of Texas this weekend. Thank you, Kayer, and again, congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.